This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Warnock wins in Georgia.
The people have spoken.
Trump organization convicted.
This was a case about lying and cheating.
Supreme Court takes up voting rights.
The most profound impact may be on gerrymandering.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Democrats solidify their hold on the U.S. Senate. CBS News projects incumbent Raphael Warnock will keep his seat, winning the Georgia runoff against Republican Herschel Walker. CBS's Nicole Killian covered the hard-fought campaign.
As soon as the Georgia Senate race was called, celebration erupted. And Senator Raphael Warnock was projected to win re-election to the U.S. Senate.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and to God be the glory.
The Democratic incumbent was euphoric after his victory against Republican challenger Herschel Walker.
Now, I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight.
Walker's loss was a setback for former President Trump, who backed him. And yesterday, as CBS's Robert Costa tells us, Trump's company lost big in court.
The Manhattan jury found the Trump Organization guilty on all 17 counts. Following a trial where prosecutors described the company's culture as one of fraud and deception. That culture, prosecutors found, included off-the-books, non-tax perks for executives, from leased luxury cars to private school tuition. While Trump himself was not indicted and denies any knowledge of the scheme, the probe of his company, which he has boasted about for years, did raise new questions about his conduct, with prosecutors arguing that he knowingly participated in the scheme.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has subpoenaed local election officials in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. He's asking for communications with or involving former President Trump, his 2020 campaign aides, and allies involved in the bid to try to overturn the election results. Well, CBS's Jan Crawford tells us the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a high-stakes case on voting laws.
Republicans, who are in control in the legislature there in North Carolina, drew up a congressional map that was extremely favorable to them. It would have likely flipped a number of seats from Democratic to Republican, so the Democrats challenged that. And the state Supreme Court, which is majority Democrat, threw out the Republican maps as too partisan. So the Republicans then decided they're going to pull out this novel new theory, and that says that the U.S. Constitution gives state legislatures the sole authority to set the, quote, time, places, and manner of holding congressional elections, and that state courts don't have a say in that.
In Moore County, North Carolina, Duke Energy's Jeff Brooks now says the hope is tens of thousands who have not had power since last weekend will get electricity back by tonight.
We have made very good progress and are moving that estimate up to just before midnight. So we will hope to have all customers back on by then.
The FBI is leading the investigation into the vandalism that hit two substations. Overseas, a radical shift from China's government after widespread protests. Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reports it's moving away from strict zero COVID policies.
Mandatory COVID testing for most people will end immediately. They'll no longer have to show a negative test result in public places. And those armies of health workers in hazmat suits will stop locking down apartment complexes. People with COVID won't be forced into state quarantine. They'll be able to recover at home. But the new rules have brought fresh anxiety. At the Xichahai River, where hardy Beijingers head to swim, this regular was getting ready to plunge in. He's chosen to ward off COVID with a freezing dip to boost his immune system.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
There have been arrests in Germany, a crackdown on the far right amid an apparent plot.
A well-dressed man being led into a police van. One of 25 arrests over what German prosecutors say was a plan to stage an armed coup. Members of a neo-Nazi group among those detained, not yet clear whether the alleged plotters had accomplices inside Germany's military or security services. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The e-cigarette maker Juul says it's reached a settlement with about 10,000 plaintiffs in California. The company's been accused of marketing its products to teenagers. The amount of the settlement has not been disclosed. The FDA says a spike in prescriptions has helped fuel a shortage of Adderall, a treatment for ADHD. CBS's Anna Werner has the backstory.
Due to the pandemic, the government temporarily lifted a rule requiring patients to have an in-person medical visit before they could get controlled substances. Now, medications like Adderall can be prescribed through online appointments. Online mental health companies, including one of the biggest, Cerebral, urged the government to make that change permanent. It's something Tacoma mother Kelly Rasmussen opposes. She says that's how her 21-year-old son Elijah Hansen got a prescription for Adderall.
Elijah was not ADHD.
But his younger brother Ethan says they both had been using Adderall to get high.
He lied and said he had ADHD.
In June, Elijah Hansen died playing Russian roulette with a gun. His mother believes Adderall exacerbated his mental health issues.
I tried to find peace in the fact that he's not struggling anymore. But I'm angry.
Anna Werner, CBS News, Tacoma, Washington.
The police were sent to the home of Texas Senator Ted Cruz last night outside Houston. Reports say a 14-year-old suffered self-inflicted wounds on the arms and was taken to a hospital. Cruz has two daughters. It's not clear if this involved a member of his family. Supervisors in San Francisco have now decided to ban the use of what became known as killer robots by the city police force. There was fierce pushback after a plan to use them in extraordinary circumstances was first approved last week.
Anytime there's a lot of vagueness on what police are actually doing, it leads to a lot more security in question for me as a person of color.
The idea, which was headed for final approval, now goes back to a committee for further study. Top searches on Google in 2022, leading the way was Wordle, the five-letter word game that took off in popularity last winter. Google says election results was number two. Third was Betty White, who died last New Year's Eve.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Now, the latest in our series on electric vehicles.
If having to charge a vehicle for the first time is a concern, Larry Dominique, head of Alfa Romeo North America, points out.
If you can get 400 miles on an EV, the American consumer doesn't have to worry. The average American drives less than 40 miles a day.
For those who are able to charge at home, it comes at a price. You'll want an electrician to evaluate your service to
make sure there's enough capacity, especially if they want to go level two. They may need some more infrastructure.
Your new EV will come with a level one charger. Level two means faster charging. But Hattier says for some, slower charging driving might be fine.
If you're not driving more than 50 miles a day, you're not charging back up from zero.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A criminal investigation's underway now in Iowa after the September death of a police dog. The dog named Bear was left in his handler's truck for nearly 24 hours on a day when temperatures were around 90. The Boone County Sheriff's Sergeant involved was placed on leave and resigned his job. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.